good debt versus bad debt. It is important to note that three other general principles distinguish a sophisticated investor from an average investor. A sophisticated investor knows the difference between good debt and bad debt, good expenses and bad expenses, good losses and bad losses. As a general rule, good debt, good expenses, and good losses all generate additional cash flow for you. For instance, debt taken to acquire a rental property, which has a positive cash flow each month, would be good debt. Likewise, paying for legal and tax advice are good expenses if they save you thousands of dollars in reduced taxes from tax planning. An example of a good loss is the loss generated by depreciation from real estate. This good loss is also called a phantom loss because it is a paper loss and does not require an actual outlay of cash. The end result is savings in the amount of tax paid on the income offset by the loss. When average investors hear the words debt, expense, and loss, they usually react negatively. Conversely, the sophisticated investor enlists the advice of accountants, tax strategists, and financial advisors to structure the most beneficial financial organization for his or her investments. He or she looks for and invests in those deals that include the ETC features that support his or her personal financial plan, the map he or she is following to become rich. More differences between the average investor and the sophisticated investor. As Rich Dad has often said, the big difference between the two is their ideas about risk. What is secure for one side is risky to the other. For instance, the average investor has only one financial statement, while a sophisticated investor has multiple statements. The average investor wants everything in their name. The sophisticated investor, on the other hand, wants nothing in their name. They use corporate entities. The average investor doesn't think of insurance as an investment. They use words such as diversify. Meanwhile, the sophisticated investor uses insurance as an investment product to hedge against exposed risk. They use words such as covered, exposure, and hedge. The average investor holds only paper assets, which includes cash and savings. But the sophisticated investor has both paper assets and hard assets such as real estate and precious metals. Precious metals are a hedge against government mismanagement of the money supply. The average investor focuses on job security. The sophisticated investor focuses on financial freedom. The average investor looks at past indicators such as PEs and cap rates. The sophisticated investor looks at future indicators such as trends, pro formas, and changes in management and products. The average investor calls a broker first and asks for investment advice, or invests alone, asking for no advice. The sophisticated investor called a broker last after consulting with their plan and a team of financial and legal advisors. The brokers are often part of the team. The average investor seeks external security, such as a job. The sophisticated investor values personal self-confidence and independence. Where do you see yourself? The inside investor. The inside investor is someone who is on the inside of the investment and has some degree of management control. Although an important distinction of the inside investor is the aspect of control over management, the most important distinction Rich Dad pointed out was that you don't need to have a lot of income or net worth to be considered an inside investor. An officer, director, or owner of 10% or more of the outstanding shares of the corporation is an inside investor. Most investment books and audio programs are written for people who are on the outside of the world of investing. This audio program is for people who want to invest from the inside. In the real world, there is legal inside investment activity as well as illegal insider activity. The SEC defines an insider as anyone who has information about a company that has not yet been made publicly available. The Securities Exchange Act of 1934 made it illegal for anyone who had non-public information on a company to profit from that information. This includes the insider as well as anyone to whom he or she gives a tip who subsequently profits from the information. I strongly oppose illegal insider trading. It is too easy to make money legally. Rich Dad always wanted his son and me to be investors on the inside rather than the outside. It is one very important way to reduce risk and increase returns. Someone with the financial education but not the financial resources of an accredited investor can still become an inside investor. This is where many people enter the world of investing today. By building their own companies, inside investors are building assets that they can run, sell, or take public. You can build your own small cap stock company and enjoy the superior returns as the inside investor.